locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Half of our Care Radio High School Hoops doubleheader on this beautiful Friday evening. The Atchison Phoenix are being hosted by the Rossville Dogs. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer, Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom, that's with you here. We just had a really nice rendition of the national anthem by the Rossville Pep Band. And I'm looking at the Pep Band and I'm thinking like my favorite zoo, you know, when you have just one elephant, one giraffe, and one rhinoceros, you've got a flute, a clarinet, a saxophone, one trombone, two trumpets, a French horn, and a tuba, and one drummer. So, I mean, you cover the gambit. Don't need a lot. Need just a little. And for Atchison tonight, that's kind of what they would like to do with this game. They don't need a lot. They just need a nice W. Like they got a couple of nights ago when we were up in the Atchison High Gym and they were able to hit that buzzer beater to knock off Ottawa by one. Well, Atchison would love to have this game to utilize, as we talked to the coaching staff before the game, is to utilize as a springboard into what then after tonight is going to be the holiday break for them. And so for Atchison coming into the game tonight at 2-2, it's a big one. For the Dogs, they come in at 1-3. And talking to Coach Emin Bradley before the game, and he thinks his team is, you know, playing better or playing well and getting those basketball legs beneath them, and he's going to be starting tonight. 5'5" at junior, Cade Perrine, a senior, Aiden Garcia, he's 5'8". They've got Francisco Patrizzi, he's a 6'3" junior. Brock Bush is Brock is a freshman at 6'1", and Grody Leitz, he is a 6'2" senior. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and Rossville is going to save it, shoot it, miss it. Offensive rebound, foul called 4 seconds into the game. Let's see which player it's going to be on, and it's going to be a foul on Atchison's Brendan Martin. And for Atchison and Coach Battle, it'll be Brendan Martin with Jesse Greenlee, Trey Carter, Jeter Purdy, and Rafe Bowen starting in the game. First free throw is up, it's in, and Rossville has broken out on top on a free throw by Brock Bush. Second shot, gets them both. And 4 seconds, literally 4 seconds into the game, Atchison trails by a pair. Here's Trey Carter with the basketball. He'll kick it over to the left side to Jeter Purdy. Jeter, a 6'3" sophomore. His Atchison team is young and talented and fast. Ball comes out on top. Carter has it. And called for a double dribble. 7:33 to go. So Atchison with a foul and a turnover already less than a half a minute into the ball game. They trail 2-0. It'll be put in play at midcourt across the way for the Dogs by Brock Bush. Bush gets it in at 5'5" Kate Perrine. Brings it up. Kicks it over to the right side. Back it'll come to Perrine in the corner. They're not a big team. Perrine not particularly tall. Then they get it over to Garcia, 5'8". Here's a shot at the baseline. We're going to have another Atchison foul. And we're still way less than a minute into the game. This whistle is going to be on Trey Carter. It will be his first. And senior Aiden Garcia coming to the free throw line for Rossville. The shot is perfect. Aiden Garcia knocks it down. Second one will not go in. Rebound against Jeter. Purdy coming up with the basketball, gets it into the forecourt, down the right side to Wraith. He'll run the ball back out on top where he hands it over to Trey Carter, running the ball up from the one. 7 minutes to go. Now, we are 1 minute into the game. 7 minutes left in the opening quarter. 3-0. Rossville in front. Bowen has it. Feeds into the middle. Back out on top. Here's a three. It's up. It's good for Carter. We're tied. So Trey Carter with one shot ties the game. And 6:40 to go in the first. Flying back up the floor with it is going to be Perrine. He'll kick it over to the right edge, down into the corner. Looking in is going to be Garcia. Nothing there. Brings it back out on top. Bush with the basketball. Back to Perrine. Beautiful back door and an easy left-handed layup for Brock Bush, and he's got four. It is 5-3. And now Atchison has the ball knocked away, but before they can corral it, it'll get out of bounds into the Rossville bench here on the near side. Back it will come into Atchison. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. The inbound, the Carter three is in. The puck is good by Trey Carter. Kind of puts his hands in the air, looks around like, hey, how easy was that, right? 2 minutes into the game. It is 6-5, and Atchison with its first advantage of the night. Rossville will take it over to the right side, back into the lane. Now lean inside, twist, shoot it off the window. It's no good. Follow shot off the window. It's no good. Bowen with a rebound. Here comes Carter. Atchison with the basketball, leading it by one. Over to the right side. Here's a three, but a big guy will not go in. Off the hands of Jesse Greenlee. Back up the floor with him will come Rossville. They want to run. They do run. Here's a shot off the window. Rebound Greenlee. He'll get it away to Carter. If these teams can keep up this running pace. Here's a three for Carter. That one does not go down. And a rebound to Rossville's Patrizzi. Dogs, left side. 5:15 to go in the first. Driving, shooting, getting the driving bucket. That was a pretty shot. Knocked down by Kate Perrine. And we have an Atchison timeout. Taking a break with the Phoenix with 5:11 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Rossville, where it is the Dogs 7, the Phoenix 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
gym is not what you would call SRO. It's not a big crowd tonight. It's a nice crowd. It's an involved crowd that I would have to suspect reflects a lot of parents and grandparents and neighbors and friends of the athletes out here. A lot of people with a lot of things going on at this time of the year, and basketball is probably not quite yet at the top of their to-do list. Here's a three for Jeter. Out the rim once, and no. Rebound underneath Jesse. Greenlee turns and twists and comes up top side. Just into the game is going to be Zamar. He'll go left side. That shot is not going to go. Another rebound for Atchison. The back door. Zamar gets hacked over the shoulder and will come to the line. The foul is going to be on Roscoe's Francesco Patrizzi, the 6'3 junior. Patrizzi with personal foul number one. It'll be team foul one by Rossville, and coming to the line for Atchison is going to be Zamar Hernandez. 5'10" sophomore hits his first free throw. 1 more shot coming up here for Hernandez. He is in the game right now for Trey Carter. Second free throw is also good. And Atchison is back in front at 8-7. 4.5 to go, opening quarter. Rossville walks it up and walks it up. Kicks it over deep into the left corner. Trying to back in. There's just no room. That was nice defense down there for Atchison. Jaden Carter's in the game. Here's a running left-handed layup. It is up and good. Knocking that one down. The Dogs and Brock Bush. He's got a half a dozen already. And again, these teams trade the lead. This shot is up, won't drop for Jeter. Rossville with a rebound. Dogs have the ball, leading it by one with 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 9-8 Rossville lead. Trying to drive into the middle. It's going to be Perrine. Now he'll keep the dribble alive and back away. Working off a nice screen by Bush. He will go down and get the shot rejected. And they're going to say a foul with the body. The arm extension was good, but a foul is going to be called on Zamar. It will be his first, and for Atchison, we're now up at team foul three. Coming up at 3:42 to play here in the opening quarter. AHS with a pair of athletes at the free throw line. The shot is up, and it does not go in for Perrine. Atchison is going to bring Trey Carter back in, and also coming in for Atchison is going to be Jace Richards. 6'4" freshman. Second free throw for Perrine is good, and it is a 10-8 lead for Rossville. 3:35 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison with the basketball, comes out on top. Here's the three, top of the key, rims out, no good. Trey couldn't get it to fall. Jace trying to get the rebound, and up the floor will come Rossville. They'll take it down the right side across the way. Now the pass inside is batted loose. It's on the floor. It may go out of bounds. He will have been off Atchison. That was tremendous hustle on the far side for the Phoenix by Jesse. Jesse Greenlee, a 5'11" junior for Atchison. Here's the drive into the lane. A little dragging of the pivot foot, and the shot is going to be up and good for Patrizzi. I thought perhaps they were going to call a travel. They did not. It is now 12-8, and Atchison down by 4. It is the largest lead of the game for either team. Chase with it out on top. Here's a three, very short. And Atchison with a rebound. Taking his way down toward the middle. Jace, no room. Back out on top, it'll come to Zamar. Skip pass comes out on top to Trey. Now underneath, the shot up, rejected, and foul call. Atchison coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Francesco Patrizzi, and he will have committed both of the Dogs' fouls so far in this game. And my suspicion is he's exiting very, very shortly. The first of two free throws here is up and rattles around a little bit, but it goes in for Jesse Greenlee. So Jesse getting his first point tonight. 1 more shot coming up here for Jesse. It is up, and that one won't go in. Rebound underneath by Atchison. Now it's on the floor, rolling around. It's out of bounds. It'll be Phoenix basketball. Now, This is a freshman mistake. You see it a lot of times, that not just by high school freshmen, but by a lot of young athletes, is that ball was rebounded down by 6'4" Jace Richards. What he did was put the ball down by the knees, and was going to, like, take a dribble. That makes you no taller than anyone on the floor. A guard reached in, knocked it away. Luckily, branches, and it goes out of bounds. But now, as a Phoenix bring it in play, it's going to be a shot taken that misses, and back up four with it become Rossville. Inside 2.5 to go, and now we'll have a foul by Atchison. That is the first foul of the game for Jaden Carter. Rossville with the ball, leading it by 3. It is 12-9. 2:10 to go. Little two-hand push pass over to the right corner, taken by Bush. Back out on top, it'll come to Perrine. Now down to the baseline left, into the lane. The shot blocked by Richards. Here comes Atchison. Skip pass left. Zamar up and in. Zamar has 4. Atchison scores on a transition, and Rossville says, we want to stop this. They're going to take a timeout and talk about it. A break at the minute 55 mark in the opening quarter. We are in Rossville, where it's the Dogs 12, the Phoenix 11.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
timeout taken by Rossville, and as the teams come out on the floor, Atchison, they're not going to press hard full court, but they're certainly pressing full court. It's not like, you know, the old Kansas press from the Ted Owens days, but it is nonetheless a very different defensive look that they're providing to Rossville right now, but the Dogs are going to get it into the forecourt. Minute 35 to go, and rolling along here toward the end of the opening quarter. Rossville has the ball, leading it by 1. They'll swing around to the left side with a 3-point shot. Is not going to go in. However, the shooter has been fouled by Jesse Greenlee and will be awarded 3 free throws. 3 free throws coming up here for Aiden Garcia, who is 1 of 2 today. First of 3, perfect. Aiden Garcia, 5'8" senior. First one good. Second one not good. Hits it right side of the rim, and it spins around the back and kicks off the left side. Yeah, going for 2 out of 3. This one way off the mark, and he knew it. And in fact, here's what happened. Garcia let go of the shot. He knew he'd missed it, and he did, and by a considerable amount. And so he immediately bolts into the lane to try to gather up some kind of a rebound. Well, it was a lane violation because he went it so bad. That ball was nowhere near the rim. The official stops playing. It'll be Atchison basketball. Now with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Rossville leading it by a pair at 13-11. Zamar has it on the left side. Comes out on top to Trey. Right side, Jeter. Back out on top, Carter to Jeter. He'll go. It's 3. No, and the rebound is over the top of the backboard and comes back in again to Rossville. We are precisely 1 minute to go in the first quarter. High school hoops here on CAIR Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison. I don't know if that's close enough to the top. That's 58. That's pretty good. Here's a shot blocked underneath. What a jump underneath by Atchison. Now the 3 from the baseline left off the rebound is good. Good perseverance by Rossville. And now they push their lead to 16-11. 33 seconds left. First, here's a 3 for Trey. After hitting a couple early, he's gotten a little cold from the outside, but the offensive board followed up and in for Jesse. His 3rd point of the game. It is 16-13. Rossville with a lead to the ball. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. up the floor and over with the left side. Shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped around. Atchison will haul it down. And they've got time to get a shot away. 7 seconds. Up the floor with six. In traffic with five. Carter goes underneath. Puts a shot up. Hits it. Plus one with 0.8. Trey Carter was absolutely determined to get that shot away. He did. Draws the foul on Brody, and he's got a chance at the old conventional three-point shot. It is up, it is short, and we are done with the first quarter. It has been quite a game so far. Looks like we're going to have another nail-biter here tonight. We'll be back. First quarter in the book, it is Rossville 16, Atchison 15.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Back with you here in Rossville, Kansas, where the two teams are still huddled around their respective coaching staffs as we get set to go to the second quarter. It is a 16-15 Rossville lead. Scoring for you at this juncture for Rossville, it is Brock Bush pacing the way with a half a dozen points. Then you have, right behind him, Cameron Badura, a six-foot freshman with three. And Cade Perrine, he is a 5'5 junior with three, two each for Garcia and Patrizzi. For Atchison, Trey Carter, 8 points to pace the way, four for Zamar Hernandez and Jesse Greenlee with three. Atchison gets the ball to begin the second quarter. We're underway. Here's Jeter for three. Boom! Jeter Purdy! Jeter knocks it down from way out of the left wing at Atchison. Will have its second lead of the game. They're in front now, 18-16. It is their largest lead of the game. They led by one about 3 minutes in. 7:27 to go in the first half now. Rossville with a basketball just off the right block, falling away. They're going to call a travel. Yeah, that was great defense by Atchison. Did not allow penetration into the middle. And Grody just could not find any daylight. Here comes the Phoenix offense. 7:11 to go in the half. Atchison with the basketball. On the left side, it's going to be Jeter back out on top. Here's Rafe with it. Gets it over to Trey. Rafe will go at three. No. And the rebound is long and out of bounds down in the corner. Back it comes to the Dogs of Rossville. We're a minute into the second quarter. For Atchison, head coach Pat Battle on his feet as he patrols his sideline. For Rossville, head coach Emin Bradley. He's kind of sitting on the bench and just watching and being a student of it all and letting it kind of unfold in front of him. Turnover by Rossville, AHS, back up court. 18-16, Phoenix. Here's Rafe with it. Top side, it'll go. Trey swings it over the left to Jeter Purdy. He'll work to the baseline, goes for the long two, and going to call him for, I guess, a step. So the travel against Atchison, and back up with it will come Rossville. AHS, again, is going to apply some pressure to the ball in the backcourt. Perrine with the ball into the forecourt, and this time a little hook and a foul by Jeter Purdy. Atchison has committed a lot of fouls. They don't have any particular individual in any great foul trouble. You've got six fouls by Atchison, one each on six different players for Rossville, three fouls, and two of them on Francesco Patrizzi. 18-16. Atchison, 6:15 to go in the half. Here's a running 15-footer. Nope. Rebound over the back, and that's got to be a Rossville foul, doesn't it? You would suspect so, as coming in and coming in over the back for Rossville is going to be 6'2" senior Hunter Gross. So that is Hunter's first foul. Atchison coming up, and Wraith is going to do the upcourt work this time with a left-hand dribble. Brendan Martin is back into the game. Jeter has it left side. Now Wraith, the baseline three, too strong. Rebound Martin. Kicks it back to Jeter. He'll go for another three. That one won't happen. Rebound underneath, and Rosso will claim it. Brody Lights will come up with the basketball, and here come the Dogs with 5:45 to go in the half. Baseline three. Rattle somehow in. Hit the rim. Caromed up above the top of the backboard. Rattled around, and it fell good. Here's a running shot on the other end that misses. Offensive rebound. Up and in and one. Bishop's going to come over and let us know their foul on Roscoe is going to be on Patrizzi, and he's in a real jam now, as that is his third foul of the game. And an opportunity for the conventional three-point play for Atchison and Brendan Martin. That was Martin's first point tonight. He did not score in the first quarter. 5:29 to go in the half. Atchison back up by one. The left-handed free throw is perfect. They go up by two. It is now 21-19. 5:20 left in the half as Rossville gets it into the forecourt. Down the left side of the lane. The ball's going to be knocked free and stripped away. Here comes Trey Carter into the middle. Looking in, spins, dishes it over. That was a beautiful little pass across the baseline into the hands of Jeter. And Purdy will put it in. He's got five. 23-19 Atchison. We're at the five-minute mark of the opening half. Back over to the right side for Rossville. It's going to be Garcia. Lobs it off on top. Rossville working the perimeter. Atchison has it really bogged up inside with a little 2-3 zone. Here's a running shot missing. Rebound, Purdy. Jeter coming up the floor with it. He will go coast to coast. Drives, shoots, counted, plus one for Jeter Purdy. That was an incredible play as he drove into the lane and the defender had made contact. He was off balance. It's one of those, you got nothing to lose by taking your best shot. He did, was able to kiss it off the window and score. And a chance at a three-point play for Jeter. Brody has his second foul, by the way, and Purdy's three-point effort won't quite fall for him. It is now 25-19. 4.5 to go in the half. Swing pass to the left side for the Dogs. Long cross court. Wow, that was a great job by Perrine to pull that thing down. He had to get way upstairs for that. And now we're going to see a reach in, a jump ball called. I find it funny. Brendan Martin, he popped out because he was involved in that and kind of stuck his head out and looked around somebody to look at the official because he was wanting to make sure that he wasn't called for a foul. And then he realized, oh, there was a jump ball call. So he looked kind of relieved and very pleased, but at the same time. And before the ball gets put in play, Roscoe taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to 4:21 to go. We're in the opening half of boys high school basketball where here in Roscoe, Kansas, it's Atchison 25, the Dogs 19.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transactions. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusd.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We are happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusd.com. Member SBIC.
Back with you here in Rossville, Kansas, for the Bulldogs putting the ball in play. And they're trying to draw out that Atchison zone a little bit, and Atchison doing a great job of staying right in it now. We have a whistle, and are we getting a foul call? Atchison, as one of the Rossville players who pulled up his dribble, had collapsed on the ball, and they will call a foul. It will be the second of the ball game on Samar Hernandez, and that's kind of important as he is the first Atchison player to have collected a second foul. That said, he will immediately come out of the game, and Jaden Carter will come in. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound underneath. It's going to be saved by Rossville. They've got the ball deep in the left corner. We're inside 4 minutes, and now is this another foul? No, they're going to say steps on the sideline. So back it comes to... Oh, that's... I don't know, Joseph, if you could hear that racket in my ears. I don't know if that was going down the line or not. There's something, some machinery here operating. It was really putting out a lot of radio and frequency interference. Here's the shot up, hits the back of the rim, and caroms over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. It was off the fingertips of Trey Carter, so it's going to go back again to Rossville with 3:46 to go in the half. Wow, that feels so much better not to have that din. 25-19, Atchison in front, and the Phoenix again go to a very traditional 2-3 zone defense. It is traditional, and it works. Here's a three. It is up and good, and there is the nemesis of that zone defense, the perimeter shot. It is going to be the second three of the game by Cameron Badura. Atchison underneath. The turning shot will roll in, but we are going to wave it off with a traveling violation. 3:14 left in the half. The Phoenix lead has been cut to 25-22. So it is, for all intents and purposes, a one-possession lead for Atchison right here. Knifing into the lane, look away pass to the outside where that three is an air ball, and the rebound pulled down by Brendan Martin. Here comes Atchison. Trey Carter up court with it. Atchison gets Jesse to the scorer's table. Here's Jeter with it. Brings it back. Martin for three. It hits the rim. And again, the rims here are very springy in that the ball comes off of really high and fast. And we've had a number of rebounds up and above and over the backboard. And that was one of them right there. It'll return the ball to the possession of Rossville with 2.5 to go in the half. 25-22. Atchison in front. Rossville deep in the right corner, thinking about three, doesn't, goes inside. The shot is going to be deflected and taken away by Atchison. Here they come. Out on top of the ball is going to be Jaden. He'll skip it over to the right side. Jesse, cross court, it goes to Jeter. Jeter starts into the lane, in a little trouble. Top side now to Trey. Remember, no shot clock. You can run that play around as many times as you feel like until you get it the way you want it. Ball batted away for a minute. It's going to be saved back on top. That's Jace Richards with it. Here's a three. Won't go down. Rebound. Rossville. Rossville back down the court. Minute 40 left in the half. These teams are not really lighting it up from the outside, but here's a three. Nope. Rebound Atchison. And a foul over the back by Brock Bush. We walk to the other end of the court as each team is now in the bonus. A minute 29 to go in the first half. Stars going to take Brody out of the ball game and bring Hunter back in. Free throw. Short. Jesse couldn't get it to go. And a nice rebound for Atchison. The feet underneath, and the bucket is good. The first points tonight for Jaden Carter. It is now 27-22, Atchison by five. Minute 13 to go in the first half. Dogs will take it deep into the left corner, drive into the lane. The ball gets knocked free, stripped away. Picking it up the court is going to be Trey. He's down the floor, one on two, pulls up 18 feet, good for the long two. Trey Carter with double figures now at 10. And it's 29-22. We've got a minute to go in the half. This is the largest lead of the game for the Phoenix as they're up seven. Working the ball around their top perimeter. Atchison's going to continue to utilize that 2-3 zone. Right now they've got Jace Richards in at the five. Skip pass comes out on top. It's going to be knocked away. Here comes Carter. Trey will have it stripped out of his hands and out of bounds. Atchison down at the baseline. Half a minute to go in the half. We're going to put the ball in play down to the baseline. It'll be Jeter Purdy to inbound. Jeter brings it to Jace. Right side, Trey. It's three. It's short. Rebound, Jeter. Finishes it off with the bunny. Jeter Purdy. And it's now 31-22. Atchison up nine. 20 seconds to go in the half. Big possession for Roswell. They need to come into the locker room with some momentum. Otherwise, Atchison has really put him in a jam. Pass out on top with seven. Tight defense. The feed to the free throw line with three. The dish back over to the left with one. The falling away shot at the buzzer. Not anywhere close. And we've come to intermission. We'll be back here at Rossville to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the break. And the Guyans game, it's Atchison 31, Rossville 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Well, I'll tell you what, the second quarter was a huge one for the Atchison Phoenix as they outscored Rossville 16-6, going into the locker room now leading 31-22. Let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, how about for Rossville? It was Brock Bush leading the way with 9 points. You had him followed by Cameron Badura with a half a dozen. Three in the first half for Kate Perrine and Garcia and Patrice each with two for Atchison. It was Trey Carter, 10 spot in the first half. Jeter Purdy with nine. It drops into Zamar with four. Jesse and Brennan, three apiece and two for Jaden. No one in any foul trouble for Atchison, but for Rossville, you've got Francesco Patrice with three personal fouls. Opening game went to the Lady Dogs of Rossville. Here in the second game, we're looking forward to an exciting second half. But right now, it is intermission. We'll be back to bring in the second half live, but with the halftime score, Atchison 31, Rossville 22. We're kicking it back to Joseph. Oh, yeah, he's got some kind of halftime for you.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Atchison High School Phoenix basketball as they're on the road taking on the Rossville Dogs. We'll be back to the boys' game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. It is a single game coming up next week, or pair of games, I'm sorry, a single matchup as the Atchison County Community High School takes on Pleasant Ridge. The girls' game will be at 6 o'clock. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. That game's in Effingham. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in the girls' games. It was Hiawatha over Holton with a final score of 39-36. McClouth topped Oskaloosa Girls with a final score of McClouth 38, Oskaloosa Girls 15. It was Nemaha Central Girls 35 to Royal Valley Girls 25. Valley Heights topped Donovan West with a final score of Valley Heights Girls 53, Donovan West 36. In the ACCHS Horton game, it was the ACCHS Girls 62, Horton 33. And in the Jackson Heights JCN game, it was Jackson Heights 42 to JCN 22. In the girls game that we had here earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Rossville 63 to Atchison High 25. In boys games at the half, it is Holton over Hiawatha 35-27. Before the half, it is Sabetha 28 to Jeff West 9. At the end of one, it is Oskaloosa 4 to McClouth 5. And in the game that you're listening to right here, we've got Atchison High 31, Rossville 22. I'll be back to check the weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 26. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 36. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 15. Upper 30s Sunday, much warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 26 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We're currently at 37.4 degrees in the weather station that's located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club here in Atchison, Kansas, in northeastern Kansas, Atchison. We've got a wind out of the east-northeast at 2 miles per hour, relative humidity 84%, barometric pressure steady at 29.99 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 33 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 37 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419, with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to that feature game of tonight. It is the Atchison Phoenix on the road at Rossville. Getting set to go to the second half. It is Atchison in front by 9, 31-22. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the studio doing a fantastic job, as always, kind of taking care of us at the half. So, Joseph, we appreciate all of that. Both teams huddle up around their respective coaches, and I'll tell you what, this has been a really entertaining, very hard-played game by these two teams. And right now, the 9-point difference in, you know, what do I know about basketball? But I'm going to tell you, what I see right here is it's just too much speed. Atchison is a little too fast and a little too quick, and they are causing Rossville some real problems, some matchup problems, some getting back on the other end of the court kind of a problems. And as a result, you've got Atchison up by 9 here at intermission. Trey Carter hitting a couple of threes early in the ball game, has 10 at the half. Cheater didn't score in the opening quarter, got all 9 of his in the second quarter. Atchison's putting the ball in play to begin the second half, and we're back at it, and we are underway. Atchison with the ball and out on top. Trey Carter, AHS, is going to go to their original starting five of Rafe, Cheater, Trey, Jesse, and Brendan. Topside with it. Cheater bounces into the middle of it. The pass is going to be batted out of the hands of Jesse Greenlee and picked back up by Rossville. They will come into the forecourt. They're not a slow team. They are athletic, but I think Atchison just has a step on them. Here's a feed right side. Running rainbow shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound is going to be followed up, and it's going to miss, but Jesse Greenlee is going to be able to clear that board down. Here comes Atchison. Quickly down the right side. Rafe runs, shoots, scores. Boom, it's just that fast for the Phoenix. Rafe Bowen's first bucket of the ball game, and Atchison assumes a double-digit lead, up 33-22, with 7:06 to go in the third quarter. The feed underneath, the big man shot blocked by Purdy. Back around to the left side, here's a three, nope. Rebound, Jesse. He'll haul it down, give it over to Trey Carter into the forecourt, crosses at the center, that's a running three, short, and rebound to Rossville's Cade Perrine. Cade will bring it down with a right-hand dribble into the forecourt, working the ball in front of Dog head coach Emin Bradley. He'll swing it over to the right side, look all the way across. The skip into the lane, the little short shot. No! And a rebound. Jeter, Atchison, 3-on-3. Purdy kicks it back to Rafe. Rafe had a moment of indecision. Didn't know whether to shoot or whether to wait, so he'll bring it back out on top. The skip will go over to Trey. Atchison is on offense with 6:15 to go in the third. Look away, pass underneath. Cheater gets fouled, no, but gets his own rebound and then gets fouled and will come to the line for two. Cheater Purdy getting a couple of really nice looks at the rim, but unable to get either one of them to fall in for him. That said, he is coming to the free throw line, and it is going to be the first foul of the game by Brock Bush. First foul of the second half by either team. The free throw here for Jeter Purdy is up, and it is good, and he has 10 points and is one of two at the free throw line tonight. One more shot for Jeter. No. And a rebound hauled back down by Rossville. 34-22. Atchison up by an even dozen as we go inside 6 to go. Third quarter. Skip pass to the right block. Big man goes all the way across the floor, and his pass just had a little bit too much, in the old days they would call it a little too much mustard on it, as he just fired that across the baseline. And it's going to go out of bounds. Up with Wilcom Atchison. Quite a number of Atchison fans have made this hour and a half trip over here to Rossville. An easy trip. Go to Topeka, get on 24 and go west. Now the skip pass into the lane, and They're going to call Brendan Martin for a foul as the ball had gotten away, and he tried to regain possession of it, but will pick up the foul instead. It'll be his second in the first foul of the second half by Atchison. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. 34-22. AHS out front. Rostow with the ball in the right hand dribble. Kind of a seesaw now with the left hand by Cade Perrine. Cade way out near center circle. Atchison has brought Zamar into the game, and Hernandez guarding that one. Here's a runner in the lane. It's up. It's good. And kind of coming to the party a little bit late, trying to stop that pass or that shot. Brendan Martin will have his third foul of the game, and he's got both second half fouls for Atchison. So with that, I anticipate Martin coming out. He shall. We're also going to get Jeter coming out of the ball game, and Coach Battle will go to the bench. He'll bring Jaden Carter and Jace Richards in. Free throw, no. Rebound, offensive board, followed up and in by Brody Light. How about that? Well done. It is now 34-26. So they got one free throw there, and that's your bucket. Pass comes off on top. Zamar gets it back behind him in the middle. 13-footer, nope. Rebound, Rafe falling down, and he's going to be called for a travel. Rafe was hoping that the official was going to call a little contact and say that he was bumped and knocked to the floor, but not the case at all. So 34-26. Atchison in front of Rossville. They have led by as many as a dozen. Lead has been whittled down to 8 right now. Dogs of the basketball will skip it to the baseline. Nothing there. Now back up top side with a spinning shot. Is up and good. Perrine for 2. 34-28. And Rossville getting right back in this thing. They have cut the Atchison lead in half. Get passed over to the left. Carter rolls it across the floor. Zamar cuts baseline. Tries to feed in the middle of Richards. He does not corral it. Down the floor. The look right. The runner's up and misses. Follow up and misses. Rebound followed up. Misses. Rebound out of bounds off Atchison. It's going to come back to Rossville again. Bad sequence for Atchison down the court. They were tapping and slapping to the ball, but not doing anything to grab it. I think that Coach Battle wants to express something very much like those thoughts to his team. We're going to take a break. Time out on the court with 4:06 to go in the third quarter. The score, Atchison, 34, Rossville, 28.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Both of these teams here tonight looking to spring into the holiday break off a win. And the outcome of this one is very, very much in doubt as we're at 4:06 to go in the third quarter. 34-28, Atchison in front. For the Phoenix coming out of the floor, we've got Chase Richards and then Samar Hernandez, followed by Jaden Carter and Trey Carter. And looking around out on top, who else do we have here? Oh, yay, there is Jesse Greenlee. Atchison's going to steal the inbound play from Rossville. Here comes AHS. We're inside 4 minutes to go for the third. Skip pass down low, saved by Zamar. Comes back out on top. That's going to be Chase with it. Jaden. Jaden will square, launch three, and... Nope, a foul under the basket as that shot was taken. The whistle is going to be on Rossville, and Brock Bush will have foul number 3. It is going to be the second foul of the second half. And Atchison does just a silly play. The ball comes in, and they kick it right back to the inbounding player who had not established himself on the floor. So Atchison will turn it back over. 3.5 to go in the third. So a big break here for Rossville. See if they can capitalize as they're back within six. Cade Perrine up the floor, guarded end-to-end by Trey Carter. Perrine backing away, crosses over between the feet, now cuts back to the left, plays off a screen, and then tries to kick it back behind him, but scoots a little bit on the feet, turns it over. Atchison is going to have a back in. 3:19 left, third quarter. Atchison has led in this game since, gosh, just the very early moments of the second quarter, and have pushed up by as many as a dozen, but they are in a long scoring drought right now. Here's Amar with it. Atchison has 3 points so far in the second half. Now here's a nice little pass underneath, but the bucket is waved off. Atchison turns it over and does not get that bucket. 3 minutes to go in the third. Third quarter has not been a great one for either of these teams. Atchison with 3 points, Roscoe with six. Quickly down the right side, thinking about putting up a long shot, can't. Now cutting into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Roscoe basketball coming and play down to their offensive baseline. 2:45 to go in the third. There are a lot of fans here from Atchison tonight, making the trip down to Topeka and out Highway 24. Skip pass to go into the baseline left. Brody Leitz will have it. Back over to the right side of the free throw line. Comes off on top. Garcia. Here's a shot from the top. It's three. It's wide left. Rebound tipped out. Hauled down by Atchison. Jesse will bring it down. He comes up the floor with it. Loses the handle a little bit. Is able to kick it away to Trey. Now Trey will feed underneath. Damar goes up, gets fouled, comes to the line. He will have two shots. The whistle is going to be on Rossville and Cameron Bandura. His first foul. At the free throw line for Atchison, Zamar. It is up. Rolls good. Zamar has his fifth point tonight. He is 3-3 at the free throw line, scoring 4 in the opening quarter, did not score in the second. That's his first second half point right there. This one off the back of him will not go in, but hold it. Is this a foul on the look at the rebound? It is. And it is going to be on Atchison and Jaden Carter. So Jaden will have his second. Here come the Dogs. With 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Atchison leading a 35-28, the feet down to the baseline. It was nearly using both hands. Here's a three, baseline, off to the right side. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Atchison. Now, Atchison's got to be careful because you got Trey over there talking to the crowd a little bit, right in front of the student section, which is right in front of where the band is. And they're just over there kind of having a good time, you know, heckling the players a little bit. And allow yourself to be drawn into that. Here's a layup underneath. It won't go in, but another Atchison foul beneath the goal and more Rossville free throws. What Rossville has done, as this is another foul on Zamar, his third. We talked in the first half about the difference in the speed and how that has been a difference maker in the game, and that ultimately led to the double-digit Atchison lead. Well, Rossville kind of negated that. They have slowed the game down. They've made it a much more half-court game. Take a little air out of the ball in the free throw. You can hear the roar of the crowd. That's up and good by Brody. He's got three now, and Atchison leading only 35-29. This one, short. Rebound, AHS. So, yeah, Atchison's going to have to find a way to begin to play their kind of basketball. I think the current terminology is them being them. Here's a shot up by Rafe. No good. Rebound swept away by Rossville. Flying up with it is going to be Patrizzi. Remember Francisco getting a little foul trouble in the first half with three. Here's a runner at the baseline. Slapped away by Richards. Rebound underneath. Slapped away again by Richards. Two rejections on one trip up the floor by Jace. Atchison down. The look underneath. The pass is down low. And Richards is going to save it. Starts into the lane. Has it stripped out of his hands. And it's going to be taken away by Rossville. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. And as the ball comes down the court, Jesse reaches out. And he's appealing to the officials, saying, I did not foul him. But it's one of those things like in a football game where if the guy's head snaps down, they're going to call you probably for a face mask. Well, his body kind of spun around, and it made it certainly appear like Jesse could have grabbed him maybe by the arm a little bit. Ross over the ball. Inside, there's a travel. 35-29 Atchison. It looks as if the Phoenix may survive what has been a pretty tough third quarter for them here tonight and come out the other end, continue to hold on to a lead, albeit not as large a lead as they had generated earlier. You know, Atchison taking a little air out of it. You got Trey Carter standing out of the center circle, kicks it over to the right side to Purdy, back left to Rafe, kicks it in the middle to Jace. Again, Jace not ready for it, loses it. He's on the floor, scrambling for the ball, jump ball called. And they're going to have possession to Rossville. Jace is not thinking he's going to pass it to me. Jace is thinking, I'm going to go and be ready for a rebound in case that's necessary. And his eyes were up and his focus was on the rim, not on the ball coming across from the side of the lane. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Pass over to the right side for Rossville. Padura has it. 15 seconds left. Out on top, Patrizzi. He's being guarded by Jesse. Back off on top. It'll go around to the left side. Now here's a fouling away jumper up. No good. Atchison's going to have to hurry. 3 seconds. 1 second. Half court. John to the buzzers off the mark. And we've come to the end of three. Going to the fourth quarter in Rossville. It's Atchison 35, Rossville 29.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Coming back with you here in Rossville, Kansas, 35-29, Phoenix in front, going to the fourth quarter, and that third quarter was kind of what Rossville ordered. I mean, yeah, they would have rather seen themselves cut that gap a little bit more, or certainly in a perfect world have taken a lead, but that not being the case, they did outscore Atchison in the third quarter. They did really stop the Atchison scoring, giving up only 4 points in the third quarter to Atchison. And they got themselves in a position to go into the fourth quarter and make a run at it. Here we go. It'll be Phoenix basketball to begin the fourth, and we are underway. Greenlee will have it on the right side, comes out on top. Trey, it's three, no good. Rebound, saved in by Messi. And now Atchison with it out on top. Jace has it, kicks it over to Jeter. Purdy starts down the left side, stops on the side of the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be stripped away. And Rossville now chasing the ball. Zeus on the floor. They've got it in the backcourt. Up with it will come Cade Perrine. 35-29 in what has turned into a very low-scoring game. Here's a three from the top. Way off the mark. That was an air ball. Rebounded off the fly by Atchison. Ray Bowen will drive down. Feeds inside. The beautiful shot off the bunny hop. It's up. It's good. Plus one for Jesse Greenlee. Jesse has not really been scoring it up tonight, but that was a tremendous play. Got fouled by Brody Leitz, who's not nearly as fleet of foot as Jesse is. Jesse got 3 points in the opening quarter, didn't score in the second, didn't score in the third, and now his bucket but cannot hit the free throw here in the fourth. It is 37-29, Atchison. 7 minutes to play. Crossover with the ball, trying to back in. The ball batted away by Rafe. It's on the floor. Bowen covers it up, and did he get a timeout? He did. Rafe Bowen with the steal. Atchison taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to enjoy it right with him. What do you say? 6:47 to go in this ballgame. It is Phoenix 37 to Dawgs 29.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
As we return, Atchison is coming up court with the basketball, and Ray Bowen has it, and then it gets away from him. He loses it on the sideline, and Atchison will turn it back over. 6:36 to go. Dogs will have it into the backcourt. Brian brings it up. Trey covering him all the way up the floor. His shot off the glass and good. That was a superb shot by Kate Perrine. He's got seven. 37-31 with 6:16 left. Topside Jeter. Purdy looking in. No room. Goes back over to the left side. Gets it there to Trey. Back on the right to Richards. Chase out on top to Trey. Skip pass left. Jesse goes to the block. Kicks it out. Trey, top of the key. Three, short. Trey is just having trouble. After the first couple of three shots of the game, when he was just blazing hot, has not hit anything since. Up the floor, the steal. Here's Purdy. Coast to coast. Shoots and hits it. Jeter Purdy has a dozen. 39-31. 5.5 minutes to go. Roscoe's going to get themselves back in this. They have to begin to make a move very, very shortly. Time is going to start getting away. It'll do it in a hurry. Right now they are down eight. Spinning move into the lane, and we're going to get a foul called, I believe, on Bowen. It is. Rafe picking up his first foul tonight. Now, Rafe coming out of the game, and it is Zamar Hernandez checking in for Atchison. 5:16 to play. The ball coming into their baseline. Little runner from eight misses. Rebound, Greenlee. Atchison up the floor. Carter with it at the top of the key. Kicks it over to the left side. Purdy looking into the middle, holding ball high above his head. And you see once again Rossville settling into that zone. Here's a 15-footer. Jeter gets it. Jeter Purdy with 14. And it's now 41-31. Atchison back to the double-digit advantage. And we've got 4:50 to go. Accelerating into the lane. The shot blocked from behind, but a couple of free throws being awarded and a foul assessed to Trey Carter. Trey was behind the play, but he, and I believe 100% in his heart, thinks that he had gotten up and over and had not had any contact. The free throw is perfect. Kate Perrine continues to just do a great work for this Rossville team. At 5'5", this junior second free throw, nope. Rebound is tipped out, and Atchison is going to save it. Zamar gets doubled up, and now he will split two defenders and drive it down the floor. Gets into the forecourt, works his way over to the left side. keeps it alive. Skip pass over to the right. Handled over there by Trey Carter. 4.5 to go in the game. The feet to the free throw line. Jeter jumps it into the corner. Here's a three. Nah. Offensive rebound. It's going to be knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Back it'll come to Atchison. Knocked out of Zamar's hands by Patrizzi. Atchison will have Jeter Purdy inbounding at their offensive baseline, leading by 9 with 4:18 to go. For Atchison, it is essential now to be really patient. Just work the ball. Don't need to take another shot all night if you don't really want to. If you're going to take a shot, it better be a really, really good one. Coach Battle will be unhappy if you take some silly shot. Now here's the pass right inside. It's going to get away. Taken back by Rossville. The running three, air ball short, caught on the fly by Jeter. Purdy up the floor. Jeter Purdy, the 6'3" sophomore. Into the lane, a runner gets the shooter's roll, Jeter. 16. Well, he's putting up PFG numbers, isn't he? 42-31. And yes, we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Emin Bradley. Taking a break with the Bulldogs. Shows that we're down to 3:34 left in this guy's game. It's Atchison, 43, Rossville, 32.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
As the Phoenix lead currently by 11, they have not quite matched their largest lead of the evening yet, as they have been up by as many as a dozen. That was back at 34-22 with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Since that time, Rossville made some major inroads into that Atchison lead, but the Phoenix have battled back. 3:34 to go. 43-32. Rossville trails if they have the ball. Take it to the free throw line. Over to the right side. Back on top. There was a travel. No whistle. The little bunny hopped down to the right side. No, but the follow, yes. That was well done by Brody Leitz. And I tell you what, for a big, big guy, and he is a big, strong guy. We're talking offensive lineman cat. 6'2", and he is 6'2", and you know, 245. 50, 52, something like that. Anyway, he plays well. Here's Zamar with the basketball. We're under 3 minutes to play. 43-34. The shot, nope. Rebound, saved underneath. Phoenix will bring it back out on top. Now it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. As they track the ball down and get set to put it back in, Rossville is going to take Bazura out of the ball game and going to bring Aiden Garcia back in. Atchison is going to bring Ray Bowen back in, and they're going to take out Chase Richards. So Atchison is going to go much smaller, basically four guards here is what they're doing. I mean, yeah, Jesse's probably not necessarily prototypical guard, but he can handle the ball and shoot the ball, so he's a smaller guy. Now the shot up, missed, followed up, missed. Followed up, hit. And again, it's the big guy, Brody Leitz, who's showing all of that great athleticism and getting up and chasing that ball. 43-36. Atchison back on offense. Here's a falling away shot by Greenlee. Nope. Rebound. And DeMar going back up with a follow, gets fouled, and will come to the line. Whistle is going to be on Rossville, and Brody will have his fourth foul of the game with 2:08 to go. Jason Richards is going to come back in. Now you got Coach Battle playing a little offense-defense game. Free throw? No. Zamar has only 5 points tonight. He is, what, 3 of 5 at the free throw line and 1 2-point field goal. Second shot, perfect. Hernandez has a half a dozen. 44-36. And we go inside 2 minutes to play. Roscoe back up the court, into the fourth court. It's going to be knocked away. AHS picks the ball up in the backcourt, and Trey Carter has it. Feed will go over to the left, back over to the right. Zamar, the runner, does not fall in. Oh, tough break for Atchison. Huge break for Roscoe. They have the ball back and did not sacrifice a point. Atchison got the look they wanted, could not have wanted more. Baseline three. No. And Jace Richards got up in the air. Maybe mistimed his leap just a little bit. And the rebound is going to be lost out of play. We're going to get a timeout taken by Rossville. Tick-tock on the clock, man. We're down to a minute 31 to play in this high school boys game. Timeout on the floor. Atchison 44, Rossville 36.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
With a minute 31 to play in the ball game, timeout taken here by Rossville and Coach Emin Bradley getting his team set for this final stretch of the game. Coming out of the court for Atchison and Coach Battle, you've got Purdy and Greenlee. I've got Richards out there, Trey Carter, and Hernandez. The ball coming into their offensive baseline to Rossville. Here we go. Back out on top of it. It's going to be Perrine. He'll knife into the lane. Quick shot. No foul. Exactly what Rossville wanted. Well, actually, they would have wanted the bucket to go in. It did not. The foul is going to be on Jace Richards for Atchison. Jace has done a remarkable job tonight. That is only his first foul of the game. Free throw. Yes. Cade Perrine has just been tough as nails out there for Rossville tonight. 9 points. He's looking to go to double-figure scoring. Got it. 10 points for Cade. And it is now 44-38. And how about this? It is a two-possession game with a minute 19 to go. Atchison down court. The runner's up and misses. Trey Carter did not take any time off the clock, and I thought Atchison would be a little more patient. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Zamar. He'll drive and shoot and score. But wait a minute. We have a foul. Is it before the shot? Are they going to allow the shot? Fisher walks over to the table. Foul is on three. And it will not count. The bucket will not count. Foul is going to be on Aiden Garcia. Atchison will bring it in down to the baseline. They bring it in, Richards, on the floor once, offensive foul. That was a great flop. That was a tremendous job of falling down and flopping to the floor by Francisco Patrizzi. And back up over the basketball will come Rosso with a minute 2 to go. And trailing only by 6. Trey Carter dives for the ball and commits a foul. The official has to come over. When his second official, not the one who called the foul, but one from the forecourt, comes over and just tells Trey, just go to the lane. Free throw. Up. In. Cade Perrine. One more shot for Cade. Rolls in. Suddenly that Atchison. 12 and 11 point lead. And it's a 44-40 lead with 57 seconds. So, I mean, we got a minute to go here. Carter up the floor to Greenlee. Atchison's got to bring this thing on top and get patient. Now here's Jeter. Purdy gets it over to Carter, and we have a timeout taken by Coach Battle. Atchison taking a timeout, and tell you what, I just really hope you're enjoying some great high school basketball here tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We go into the break with only 42 seconds to play in this game, and a great finish ahead. It's Atchison 44, Rossville 40.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
A lot of games going on around at the area, so stick around and check MSC Sports for those scores. I suspect there's probably a scoreboard show this evening. I'm not really quite certain of all of that. But if so, you can give that a little listening to. Here's a inbound play by Atchison. They will beat the ball to the middle where Jesse Greenlee drives to the top of the key, gets fouled, and they're going to put Jesse at the free throw line, and they're picking on maybe the right guy, because right now Jesse's a good shooter, but tonight he struggled a bit. He is 1 of 4 at the free throw line. So Jesse, 1 of 4 at the line. This one perfect. And he has one more shot coming up here. By the way, that was only the seventh team foul for Rossville, so Atchison just shooting at a 1-1. This one is up. Got them both. So Jesse hitting a couple of big free throws when his team needed him. It's 46-40. 35 seconds remain. Green back on top. Drives and shoots. This one does not go in. Rebound pulled down by Carter. And he'll dribble it into the forecourt. Kicks it away underneath. The shot. Greenlee for two. Jesse hitting another quick bucket. It's now 48-40. And there was apparently a foul on that shot. So free throw is in to complete the conventional three. So Jesse Greenlee right down the stretch here has shown his shooting skill. Knocked down three in a row, and now a quick shot by Rossville misses. Atchison rebounds it down, and that's going to do it. The final score from Rossville, Kansas tonight, it's Atchison 49, Dogs 40. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transactions. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We're happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member SBIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
From Atchison High, Phoenix comes away with an exciting win here tonight against a hard-playing Rossville team. Atchison on top, 49-40. Phoenix, the Dogs led at the end of the opening quarter. Atchison really, I think, sprung off of a huge second quarter where they outscored their opponent 16-6 and then never trailed again, although Rossville battled back and made it a great game right down to the finish. Scoring leaders for you for Rossville. Dozen points tonight for Cade Perrine and 11 for Brock Bush. It was Leitz with 7 and Badura with 6, 2 apiece, Garcia and Patrizzi. For Atchison, 3 players in double-digit scoring, and for AHS, it was your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Jeter Purdy, 16 points. Jeter didn't even score in the opening quarter. Had 9 in the second, and then 3 big buckets late in the ballgame to help ice it for the Phoenix. Jeter Purdy, 16 points, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. 10 apiece then, also double digits, were Jesse Greenlee and Trey Carter. It was Zamar Hernandez off the bench with a half a dozen. 3 tonight for Brendan Martin, and you had Jaden Carter, Rafe Bowen, with 2. Rossville goes into the semester break at 1-4. Atchison goes in on a little bit of a bump. They are 3-2. Opening game tonight, it was Rossville coming away with an impressive win tonight. They led this thing coast-to-coast, winning it 63-25. Here it is, sports schedule. Well, got more basketball before the holidays. As Tuesday night, we'll be in Effingham, Kansas. It'll be ACCHS and Pleasant Ridge NEKL basketball here on Care Radio. Looking forward to sharing that game with you. Thanks for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you next time for our man Joseph. He's back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, and he's probably putting tinsel on everything that he can get to right now. It looks, Joseph, I know it's looking spectacular. I can see it in my mind's eye. Thank you very much for all you've done. Tom Couts with you here in Rossville, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.